This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Congress recently held an important hearing on birthright citizenship. The statistics are shocking. At least 383,000 babies are born in the United States every year to illegal aliens. That's 10% of all U.S. births and about 40% of indigent births. The cost to the U.S. taxpayers is tremendous because all those babies, who are called anchor babies, claim birthright citizenship, and their mothers and other relatives sign up for a vast stream of taxpayer benefits. At least 12 million persons now live in the United States illegally. In addition, smugglers operate a thriving business of bringing in pregnant women from all over the world just in time to give birth and claim citizenship and citizens' benefits. Why does the United States allow this racket to continue? Congress has failed to do its duty to protect American citizenship, sovereignty, and taxpayers. The Citizenship Clause of the 14th Amendment states that U.S. citizens are all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Federal law uses almost identical language. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof is an essential part of the definition. History emphatically confirms the importance and necessity of those five words. American Indians with allegiance to their tribes, despite the obvious location of their birth, did not receive U.S. citizenship until it was conferred by congressional law in 1887, 1901, and 1924. Babies born to diplomats or their wives who happen to be in the United States at the moment of birth are not U.S. citizens. The U.S. Constitution in Article 1, Section 8, and in the 14th Amendment, gives all authority over citizenship and naturalization to Congress, not to the courts. Congress should end its silence and pass a law stating that no child born to an illegal alien is a citizen because the parent has not made herself subject to U.S. jurisdiction.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's getting better and better and better every single day. That's right. I'm not going to lie and sit here and tell you that everything's peachy and it's going to be perfect. We're going to win the war over illegal immigration overnight. No! But we're fighting a hard fight. We're fighting a good fight. And guess what? We're making a difference. Finally, we're making a difference. All the years that I've been in this, I got kind of discouraged. I said, when's it going to happen? When are we going to turn this damn thing around? Well, we've turned it around. And guess what? We're at the top of the hill looking down on the other side, and it's looking prettier. Much prettier than it was 5 years ago. Last year we had Prop 200 and the Minutemen. This year we've got the Cal Border Police Initiative, a very important initiative. And guess what? We have got the blockbuster bill of all blockbuster bills that was just written. It's called the True Enforcement and Border Security Act of 2005. Now, folks, you know me. I'm on the weekends. I found out about this on Tuesday. I couldn't get on till now to say it. I wish I had somebody here at KRLA that I could call and tell about it. But I don't think it would have been taken that seriously anyway by any of these other guys. Anyway, that's not the point. I was in on the phone call. I was in on the conference call. I heard all about it before it happened. And I am happy to tell you now that it is on and cracking. This is the most comprehensive and American-friendly bill that has ever been written. How many times have you out there seen a bill written and said, if only I could write the bill, I'd show them how it should be done? How many times have you said that? Well, guess what? This is that bill. This is the bill that you've always wanted to write. This is the bill that Americans would write if they had the power. 2 weeks ago, I was on the first conference call with a bunch of other talk show hosts and producers from all over the country. John and Ken's people, Roger Hitchcock's people, Doug McIntyre was there. A lot of people were on this call. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I was actually excited. But we were told not to mention it yet, and it wasn't ready for public consumption. So I had to bite my tongue on the air. I couldn't talk about it. And it was killing me last week and the week before, but I didn't say a word. The press conference was last Thursday, and they finally announced it. The word is out, so I can now talk about it. The second conference call was on Tuesday. I wanted to talk about it then, but there was nowhere to say it. But I'm happy to see that Al Rantel talked about it, Doug McIntyre talked about it, John and Ken talked about it, Roger Hedgecock talked about it. Look at all the guys that didn't talk about it. Isn't that amazing? But look at the ones that did. And those are the good guys. Those are the guys who step up and put this out in the public where it should be. We were the first ones told about this bill, like I said, and I got excited. And I finally got to talk about it now. Now, they're talking about it everywhere else, and that's a good thing. This is a great bill. And while the press is making a big deal out of just one piece of the bill, that being the building of a border fence from sea to shining sea, something we've always needed, they're missing some of the most profound and progressive parts of the bill. Yes, we will get the fence, and 90% of Americans want that fence. And we've said that over and over again, and it's a great thing. But this bill will also mandate verification of worker eligibility. It will punish employers that hire illegal aliens. It will virtually end in-state tuition for illegal aliens. It will stop the abuses of the I-10 personal tax numbers, which will pretty much nullify the matricular consular card, and that will be a good thing because these fake cards will no longer be used because they need the I-10 card in conjunction with them to be recognized. But I saved the best for last, folks. I saved the one that everybody's talked about ever since I've been involved in this. It will end, once and for all, birthright citizenship. Did you hear what I said? No more jackpot babies. Zero. If you are born in this country, you must be born to parents who are legally here, either resident aliens or American citizens, and then you will be recognized as an American citizen. But if you come here, some broad comes over here 8 months and 29 days pregnant and squats down and has some little kid and wants to be recognized as American, no, it will not. It will be an illegal alien just like the parents are. This is a good thing. If we don't fix this, we're going to have constant problems like we've had. These illegal aliens have these babies, jackpot babies, 300,000 of them born in this country each and every year. Then they can bring their entire families into the country legally or legalize illegal alien members of the family who are already in the country, make them legal on their 18th birthday. This is ludicrous. This will end, though, with this new bill. There's not one word or mention in this bill about amnesty. Not one word or mention in this bill about a guest worker program. This bill is strictly about enforcement and nothing else. Enforcement. And that's a good thing, folks. It's hard to believe that they would write a bill without mentioning amnesty or guest worker plans. But guess what? They didn't. And I'm happy about that. This is an enforcement bill only. I cannot say that to you enough times and emphasize that. This is what we have been waiting for. Now, there are those, even on our side, who are going to start negative responses to this bill. I say get behind it. Support it. Embrace it. Love it. Take it to bed and sleep with it. This is the bill that you've wanted your whole life. And why would you look a gift horse in the mouth? Why would you stand up and start picking it to pieces? Don't pick it to pieces. Let it stand on its own. Take what it says and go with it. It is a good bill. It is the bill you always wanted to write. It is the bill that we need. Don't start picking it, folks. Don't start saying, well, what if this and what if that and this is not perfect and that's not perfect. It is as perfect as imperfect men can make it. It is not the bill that we would have every single thing in, but it's a bill that is 100% good, and that's why I like it. We are going to push this bill. Right now, I recommend everybody go to fairus.org. You can sign a petition there to support this bill. It is important. It is good. It is comprehensive, and it is the best thing we got going right now. It is the best thing since sliced bread and the Minutemen. Get behind it, folks. It is a good bill. It is a fair bill, and it is American-friendly. It is called the True Enforcement and Border Security Act of 2005. This is to be continued, folks. We're going to see what happens. They're gathering sponsors now. It is by Duncan Hunter and Virgil Goode of Virginia. Two good guys, two guys that we have on our side. Not perfect, but they're on our side, Americans both. And I want you to step up as an American and join them. It is very, very important. We are at the crossroads now, folks. We are at the crossroads. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Today, we need a nation of Minutemen, citizens who are not only prepared to take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life, and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. For the last 12 years, Merrick Bob has been employed as special counsel to the Board of Supervisors to serve as monitor of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. This job pays him about $200,000 a year. Naturally, Bob wants to keep his job, so he finds problems with our department to keep his salary coming. He does this by producing lengthy reports which criticize our department without ever consulting the deputies. Merrick Bob's reports are negative, not just because they're justified, but simply to promote his longevity. Bob took issue with District Attorney Steve Gooley, saying he declines to prosecute deputy sheriffs. According to District Attorney Cooley, his prosecutors are required by law to review all evidence before making a determination, unlike Mr. Bob. As president of ALAS, I back Steve Cooley, who faults Merrick Bob. I would like to see the Board of Supervisors stop using Mr. Bob as a monitor. His findings lack support and are printed simply to keep his job alive. Instead, I suggest a civilian review board with members who have law enforcement experience. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. And I want to remind all you folks who have friends and relatives out there who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight listening live on WLRM 1380 Memphis, Tennessee, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. Love you folks in Phoenix. The great K-Dawn 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. Don't forget, you give back all that you give. And I welcome the opposition to call. I'll be nice, I promise. But just say your opposition so we can get you on first, and we'll have a nice discussion as to why you disagree with me. We won't argue, we won't fight or any of that. That call-in number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And folks, for the first time, the horriblest clown of the week is a country. That's right. Oh, you know what it is now. I usually confine this segment of the show to the politicians of our own government who are not doing their job, usually Republicans, because we expect them to do more than we do Democrats. So we really lean on them hard. But tonight, I broke that trend because France. France and the violence that is going on there now is inevitably the future of the United States. It's just a matter of time, folks, before it happens here. We can look and see the same trends going. We saw the massive immigration, both legal and illegal, pouring into France. We knew what was coming. But France, with its ultra-liberal society, thought it could assimilate the whole world with their kindness and their heavy, excruciatingly heavy welfare payments. Now that the very savages, yeah, I said it, the very savages that they sought to help and save have now turned on the hand that feeds them. And they've burned over 3,500 cars, torched schools, burned down post offices, have attacked paramedics, and have turned on the police with baseball bats. Are you ready for this? Pickaxes. That's right. Most of the rioters are the children of Muslim and black African immigrants. That's right, folks. Jackpot babies. That's who's doing this over there in France. The French government is afraid. They're scared to death. They don't know what they're going to do, and they don't know how they're going to stop the violence. The French people for years have hated this influx and complained about it. But guess what? The government turned a deaf ear. It got so bad that the fascist party of France won 20% of the vote in the last election. That's outrageous. But the reason is because people are desperate. Just like here, what people want and what the government does are two different things. These rioters are biting the very hand that has fed them for years and in many cases for their entire lives. They intensified their rioting with a tear gas can when a tear gas canister hit a mosque. What did they do? They went out and burned a synagogue. Oh, yeah. That's real diversity. That's real tolerance. You know what I mean? France is now reaping what it has sown with massive immigration, and the United States is heading down the very same path. That's right. Many times I have said that other states have California to look for as an example. Now the United States has another country to look to and understand what will happen if our immigration policy is not changed. The people have always known. It's a matter of when the government of both countries will figure it out. France now is in flames. Paris is burning. But worse than that, they are the most horriblest clown of the week. And let me tell you what I would do. If I was in charge over there in France, like Mr. Chirac or whatever his name is, I would start lining up the buses. I'd get every available troop. I'd call home the Foreign Legion. And I would get them on the streets of France. And let me tell you what I would do to these, quote, immigrants, unquote. I'd start loading them on buses. I'd take their whole families. And I'd load them on buses. And if you ride it, your whole family gets deported. And if you're a citizen, you're going to the pen. I'm putting your behind straight in jail. That's right. That's how you crack down on it. And if I go in the streets and they start shooting at police officers, we're going to shoot back. We ain't using no rubber bullets. We're using hot lead. We're giving lead poisoning out. That's how you set this riot down. These are people that have been allowed into that country by the grace of France. And France was a benefactor to these people and let them come there from whatever turmoil and rat hole they lived in Northern Africa. And what do? They bite the hand that feeds them. I don't get it. And what I would do is I was cracked down. You would think that I was the worst person in the world because I would crack down so hard on them it would echo through the Congress of the United States and every other country around the globe. But no, they're not going to do it. France is going to keep trying to appease these people. But we should look at this, folks, and say we cannot allow this to happen in our country. We cannot. And that's what's happening when you bring in this many people, poor people from other countries, ungrateful bastards who don't like anything you do, don't like anything about your country, don't like anything that you stand for, but they come in here and take, and then hate us while we do it. And it's happening in France. You know what I say? Burn, baby, burn. I don't encourage the burning, but France, you got it coming. You are reaping what you sowed, and the United States is right behind you. Folks, we got no guests tonight. We had somebody scheduled, but we couldn't get him, and that happens in radio. It's just one of those things. So what we're going to do, we're going to try to get everybody on who calls. We have a problem getting our callers on. I'm going to give everybody a little more time to talk tonight, and we're going to try to talk to everybody. That number is 1-866-870-5752, 1-866-870-5752. We're looking forward to hearing from everybody. Let's go to Gary calling from Las Vegas. Gary, what do you hear? What do you say?
This is Jack from San Diego.
Oh, we got them mixed up. It's okay. Jack from San Diego.
Okay, well, I might be opposition, but not really.
It's okay.
I want you to sell me on the wall, and I want to tell you what my problem is with the concept.
Sure, Jack.
As the couple. One is that kind of image of the Berlin Wall. Mm-hmm. I think it's like bad publicity. But I'm wondering, okay.
Well, hold on a second, Jack. Remember this. The
right.
Berlin Wall was meant to keep people in. This is not meant to keep people in. It's just the opposite. So that analogy is not really correct. But go ahead.
Right. No, and that's a good point. The other two things that bother me is, okay, is this like some kind of a stalling tactic? How long is this thing going to take to build? And then the second thing, is it going to work? I mean, if they're not backed up by manpower, I see these people digging tunnels, going over it, under it, and they'll find a way to...
Good point, Jack. The fence by itself will not do it. It is a deterrent that will stop some people. You know, it's like shoplifting. A sign in the store will stop some people from shoplifting. You know, you're being monitored. The camera, the fake camera will stop some people, and the real camera will stop some people. But you got the hardcore booster that's going to go in and take no matter what you do. So I say it as a first step.
Who's the sponsors of the bills?
It is Duncan Hunter from San Diego and Virgil Goode from the state of Virginia.
Can we trust them?
I have had Virgil Goode on this show. I have never met Duncan Hunter, but yes, to answer your question, yes, I would trust them.
All right. Well, keep them honest, Terry.
Oh, I will. And Jack, let me say this to you before you go. It as far as the image of the wall, I think none of us wants to live in a prison country, but it's not a prison. Like I said before, it's to keep people out. But you got to remember this. There comes a time when you have to survive. I have bars on my house at home. Do you think I like that, Jack? No, I don't. I don't like the bars. I don't like the security bars. I don't like the security door on the front or back of my house. But it's either that or lose everything I got with people breaking in. So my point is, when the police can't protect me in my home anymore, I have to protect myself. And that's when I put on the bars. That's when people buy a pistol. That's when people get a dog. That's when people hire armed security or put an alarm on their house. And that's what this fence is. No, we don't want it, but we need it. And there comes a time when you must survive, and some of those things that you would not have done 5 years ago, you must do now, and that's my point.
It just seems like a monumental task to try to build a fence for that whole border.
I think it is a monumental task. It will have 200 breaks in it for different cities and different things. It's no less than putting a moat around a castle. You know what I mean? It's a little bigger than a moat. But we've got to do it, Jack. We have to do it, and the reason we have to do it is because we are losing this battle. It is one step. It is one step in this war.
Well, if you had a preference, would you rather see the military with, say, high-tech sensors and electronic equipment?
If I had my preference, I'd rather see both.
Yeah, okay.
I'd rather see both. One backing up the other.
All right, buddy.
Good point, Jack. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care. Let's go to John calling from Huntington Beach. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Hi.
What's up, buddy?
Boy, it's interesting. I should be listening to Frank earlier singing Sinatra, I Love Paris.
Yeah. I Love Paris in the napalm, you know, or whatever it is. They're going to have to crack.
Do you like it when it fizzles in the springtime, or do you like it in the summer, or do you like it when it fizzles in the fall?
That's right. And John, they're going to have to crack down over there. They're going to lose that country.
You know something? There's a pattern here. You look at in the United States, you look at the bombing of the World Trade Center, which killed and injured people in 1993. We've had a lawsuit over that, too. And then you look at what happened on September 11, 2001, and you look at the Oklahoma bombing and the bombing of the USS Cole, and, of course, the takeover of our own embassy, 26 years ago in Iran. And then concerning the U.S., and then you look at what happened in London in July, the two bombings in Madrid, Spain, and the stuff in France. This is a worldwide thing of massive immigration, and it's a wake-up call. And people better understand real quickly, the connections here, that you can't bite the hand that feeds you. I can think of some solutions very quickly that I would do. I would do what Eisenhower did in 1954 and close the border down.
Operation Wetback.
I would do what Theodore Roosevelt did and other presidents, put troops in the border, and I'd do what Kennedy did. He had helicopters circling the border with armed border patrol agents and manned patrol people on the border, and he's not given credit for it, but he did that. And they were armed, and they interdicted drugs and alien smuggling rings at the border. He signed a bill on September 5th, 1961, giving the death penalty to anybody that hijacks airplanes and causes any injury or death. And he also...
That's serious. That's taking things in hand and fixing them. That's not talking about fixing
them. He did that, and on August 10th, 1961, he ordered Border Patrol agents on airplanes, and they also took the key away so that, the compartment where the pilot and the co-pilot were would be locked.
Right.
And he should, these presidents should be given credit for this.
I agree.
And they're not given credit for it. And it just goes to show that one time in our country's history, from generations, we had presidents who were not politically correct. But for the last 30 or more years, 35 years, we've been getting presidents in there. In fact, the last president who even mentioned any concern of the border was Reagan. And then before 2 years before he signed that bill, which he later regretted, Carter acknowledged it in a speech in 77, as Doug McIntyre pointed out. And these documents show that Nixon said that these people should be deported. But
well, they didn't deport them. They didn't do anything comprehensive to stop it.
Of course, he didn't finish out his term, and he
right.
got preoccupied with other stuff.
I like Nixon. I thought maybe he would have done something had he stayed in there. But the point is, he didn't.
He didn't.
And Kennedy was soft. Johnson was soft. Reagan was soft. They were all soft. We haven't had a president to do anything really, really comprehensible on immigration since Eisenhower, and that's the truth.
Well, I did point out this stuff on Kennedy.
Wasn't enough, John.
Well,
wasn't enough. I want to see people deported as Eisenhower did, and he didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to go down and deport people. Do I thank Kennedy for what he did? Of course I do. It was good stuff, but it wasn't enough. If they had have been doing their job since Eisenhower gets a pass on this one because he did good. But if the presidents from him on, starting with Kennedy right on up to Bush Sr. and Clinton, if they would have done their job, we wouldn't be in this mess that we have now. And I can't blame it all on Bush Jr., but I do say this, he's not doing anything either. So when his term is up, his legacy is going to suck, just like his daddy and all the rest of them before him since Eisenhower. That's a fact. I
got
to go, John.
Okay, you got it.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
You got it.
Sure. All right. You know what, folks? You have to understand something. We have to take these presidents, we have to take these congressmen, we have to take these senators, we have to shake them by the shoulders and say, look, we're not having this anymore. We're not satisfied with what you're doing because some guy is your guy. He's from your party. I remember the Democrats loved Clinton, but they complained about immigration. Now the Republicans love Bush, and they complain about immigration. These guys are not doing their job, and that's a fact. So what we've got to do is shake them up and let them know, look, we're not going to play this anymore. We're not going to give you our money, and we're not going to give you our votes. And if you don't do what we say, we're going to put your sorry butt out on the street, and you're going to have to go get a real job. Imagine that. Imagine having to work for a living and do what other people do, get up from 9 to 5 and have to worry about how you're going to make your living. And, oh, and maybe you might even have to go and compete with an illegal alien the way real Americans do. See, guys in Congress don't compete. Can you imagine if illegal aliens were coming here and becoming politicians, how quick this problem would be fixed? Can you imagine if an illegal alien was running against Chris Cannon or Colby or Flake or one of these other Republican clowns, or against Maxine Waters and Jackson Lee and Old Man Conyers, one of these Democratic clowns? Can you imagine if they had in the polls 80% and these people were losing, how quick this problem would be solved? It would be fixed overnight. But they're unaffected. They're elitists. They're above it, as is Sean Hannity and most of these talk show hosts. They don't care. Sean's coming around a little bit. O'Reilly's coming around a little bit. But they don't care because they don't have to. And we're going to make them all care. Things are changing. Right here in the state of California, I'm going to play the piece we played last week. Fabian Nunez, a clown, a racist clown who's the head of the California State Assembly, a Democrat. And he thinks that white people are rednecks. And he believes that you don't have a place in this country. Listen to what he has to say about you Americans of the white persuasion.
Get 10 people ready to go with us to that march in Washington, D.C. in 96. And I guarantee you, just as we mobilized 150 people to the streets of Los Angeles in October 16th, we can mobilize 1 million people and bring Washington, D.C. to a standstill. And those rednecks that are out there making decisions for the betterment of their communities will think twice before they push forward anti-immigrant legislation against our community, and so that we can show our people that the time has come for us to come together on what brings us together instead of to sit down and bump heads. And so I ask everybody here, how many of you agree, if we can leave here with one thing today, that in 1996 we are going to Washington, D.C. on a mass mobilization there to bring Washington to a standstill so that they know that we're there and that we begin to put into place those things that are necessary to ensure that we have...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about, guess what, illegal immigration. And I'm going to tell you folks something. We're winning the fight. We've got them on the run. I was at an event this afternoon for Barbara Cole. It was a tribute to Barbara Cole. She deserves it. There were so many people there, heavy hitters. I mean, in the illegal immigration invasion fix. Really good people. There was a congressman there. There was just a lot of folks there. And everybody had a good word to say about Barbara. And we enjoy her. We really do. But Barbara has worked so hard in this, as has Glenn Spencer. And Bill King and so many other people, and the Minuteman, Jim Gilchrist, so many people have worked so hard at this, and we just appreciate her, and we want to thank her for all her work for America, and we also want to thank her for what she's done in this movement and how she has stayed with it. She is a great lady. All right, folks, we are going to take a call. Let's go to Sonny calling from La Cañada. Sonny, what do you hear? What do you say?
Everything good, Terry. How you doing?
Pretty good, buddy.
I have to tell you, it was an absolute pleasure to see you today, and that was a wonderful tribute to Barbara Cole.
Yes, it was. She deserved it, too, didn't she, Sonny?
Yeah, she's been in the fight a long time, and, of course, you were very gracious in bringing up George Putnam.
Oh, he's the man.
He's been in the fight for 30 years.
George is our guy.
And, of course, yourself and Bill King and everybody else that was involved.
Andy Ramirez and Ben Seeley from down there in San Diego, folks I hadn't seen
there.
In years.
They
yes,
were
they were.
All there. It was great. But, you know, I tell you, we do have to take a lesson from France. France is now reaping what they've sown. I always remind people of St. Augustine in his book, City of God, speaking on the Roman Empire, how the Roman Empire fell, because it got invaded by a lot of outsiders. They did not have the will or the power to repel the invasion. They acquiesced. They made all these invaders, they made them guest workers. They made them something. And the Roman Empire fell.
It did.
We must take our lesson from that.
There's history.
That's history itself.
Yep.
You better believe it.
How's your campaign, Sonny? We want to hear about that. You were there. Jim Gilchrist was there today. We had two guys with a pretty good shot at getting into the Congress of the United States. Two guys who speak our language. You know what language that is. That's patriot.
Yeah.
And we appreciated seeing you guys there. And it was really encouraging because, you know, for every bad guy there is in Congress, it seems like there's a guy who wants to step up and replace him now that's about something.
That's America. I will tell you, of course, my election is next June, running against David Dreyer, who is a very dangerous man. You must replace him. But right now, Jim Gilchrist needs the help, and
yep.
I am going next week to walk precincts for Jim Gilchrist.
Oh, that's great.
So I encourage your listeners to call Jim Gilchrist's campaign or go to his website and give him a hand. However, at the same time, next Saturday, we are walking precincts for my campaign, November 12th. This will be posted tomorrow morning on my website. The best thing people can do is just call that favorite number, 1-888-55-SARDO. We are going out to Rancho Cucamonga, taking the fight out there. Going to be walking precincts next Saturday, and we would love to get as many people as possible.
Well, that sounds good, Sonny. I want to encourage everybody to help out. If you find somebody you like, folks, that's who you should support and help with your finances, with your vote, and with your help during the campaign. Sonny, what's that number?
1-888-55-SARDO. And I'll tell you something on a personal note. They will have a chance to meet my mother, Madeline Sardo. She's 88 years old.
Who I have met.
She's in this fight to save America. She has 17 children. We are 6 boys and 11 girls. And the Sardo family is all on board for this fight.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Sonny. And everybody wants to meet your mom and give you a hand. That's a good deal. We wish you luck with that.
That's great. And I remind people, this is not a fundraiser next Saturday. It is walking precincts.
That's free. That's free.
That's free. We're going to give you a coffee, donuts, and a bologna sandwich, as they say.
There you go.
We're going to feed you.
There you go.
So
all right,
Sonny.
Please
call that number and show up.
All right. One more time with the number.
1-888-55-SARDO.
All right, Sonny. Thanks for calling. Good luck, buddy.
God bless you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, and now a word from our sponsor, Mr. Jonathan Rose of the Capital Gold Group. That's www.thecapitalgoldgroup.com, 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, I have a question for you.
Go ahead, Terry.
If a guy buys some gold through you or from anybody, we're just talking about gold, we want them to get it from you if they're buying it, definitely, and he gets in a bind and he needs to turn that gold into spendable money, is it a difficult thing to do?
Absolutely not. In fact, it's easier than trying to locate your broker and sell a stock. Don't forget, gold is as liquid as the cash it's holding on to, and in fact, with our company, we actually ship the gold directly to our clients. And if an emergency comes up, you just pick up that phone, and we would pick up the gold the same way we delivered it, insured courier, and then we immediately turn that back into liquid cash.
Wow, you can't beat that.
No. Well, what we've noticed this week, Terry, is that gold has gone down about $10, and this has really been caused by a lot of selling due to a lot of profit taking. People have been holding on to gold for years. They've been taking some profits the past couple of weeks, and it makes it an excellent buy right now because you always want to buy the dips. So had you waited 18 years on purpose, you couldn't have picked a better time to shift into gold to protect your paper assets from devaluing. To keep up with inflation, gold is the only asset that has kept up with inflation for the past 200 years. And if your listeners want to know more, we actually have a gold guide. It's a $20 value. Your listeners are going to receive it complimentary tonight from the Capital Gold Group. And everyone grab a pen and paper. I'm going to give this number out because it's going to show you how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices and which gold coins will give you a better return in the future. And that number, people, is 1-800-510-9594, 1-800-510-9594. And if they call it now, Terry, we have gold specialists standing by, and they will send you out a copy of the Insider's Gold Guide. It's a special edition. It's a $20 value, and again, it's absolutely free for your listeners, and it will show them how to diversify their portfolio with solid gold. 1-800-510-9594.
All right, folks, you hear Jonathan. There he is. He's telling you how to save your money, how to protect your money. That's very important. The Capital Gold Group, 1-800-510-9594. We will give that number out at the end of the show in case you didn't get it. Jonathan, thanks for coming on. As always, we appreciate it, buddy.
God bless, sir. Have a great evening.
You too. Take care.
Good work.
Thank you, sir. All right, let's get back to the phones. But before we do that, I've got something I want to read. You tell me if this applies to France and to the United States of America. This is a quote. In the first place, we should insist that if the immigrant who comes here in good faith, that means we allow him to, becomes an American and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated on an exact equality with everyone else, for it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed, birthplace, or origin. What this man is saying is, if he becomes a naturalized citizen, he is good as an American-born citizen, and I agree with that. He goes on to say, there can be no divided allegiance. No, he says, excuse me, but this is predicated upon the man's becoming in very fact an American, nothing but an American. There can be no divided allegiance here. Any man who says he is an American but something else also isn't an American at all. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room for but one language here, and that is English language. And we have room for but one sole people, loyalty, and that is the loyalty to the American people. Unquote. It was Theodore Roosevelt, 1907. Now, folks, is that completely showing what happens today? That's right in line with what's going on in France. These people have no loyalty. We allow them to come to this country. They have no loyalty. Same thing in France. It's happening all over Denmark, Sweden, Ireland now, Germany, Italy, Spain. It is happening in every country, all because of runaway immigration. Stay home. Make a better place that you won't run away from, but don't come here. It's getting full, folks, especially if you're going to come illegally, and we are sick of that. Let's go to David, calling from Los Angeles. David, what do you hear? What do you say?
Very great show, as always.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, guy, the bill, I have no problem with it, but I want you to know I'm a proud American, born and raised here. As long as the job identification that they call in does not use a Social Security number, I use my passport. I don't work with a Social Security number, as is my God-given right. So as long as that isn't part of me continuing a job as an actor or whatever, that I can still just show my American passport, I have no problem with the bill. And well, put up a fence as soon as possible.
That is your right as an American, David. I have no problem with a Social Security number. I don't see why anybody would. But like I said, that is your prerogative as an American to feel that way. I think the bill is a good thing. I think we need to start proving who people are.
Absolutely.
We need to punish these employers, as my buddy Zoni always says. We need to crack down on them. There should be huge fines on them, David. There should
Absolutely.
Be massive fines on these people. There should be jail time for these employers. And I'm talking about a guy that picks up a guy at the Home Depot and takes him home to do his landscaping should do a year in jail.
A to Z.
There you go. I'm
my
with
son.
It.
Hey, Terry, can you explain to me what in the hell is my president doing down in Brazil?
Probably giving away another chunk of this country. Who knows?
I don't know
what he's doing down there.
The American people, when are they going to wake up and say, people in Congress do not have our interest at hand?
I don't know, David. We shall see.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay, now.
Take care. Let's go to Gary, calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Gary, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry Anderson, you're the man.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
A little over a year ago, I listened faithfully every night to Wake Up America, and you was on. That's what got me started interested in this program and this deal we're going against illegal aliens.
Yes, sir.
I'm tired of hearing undocumented workers.
No such thing. They have plenty of documents.
And
they're
when
all
I
fake.
Drive from my house to downtown Las Vegas, I'm driving through little Tijuana.
Oh,
all
I've seen
it. Family stores, tire shops, Mexican flags. It's getting old.
99-cent stores. How many of those?
Oh, yeah.
How many of those do you need, Gary? How many used tire shops do we need, Gary?
Well,
you know,
on the third Family Dollar store right now, within a mile.
There
We've
you go.
We've got two tire shops going, and one more starting now.
Well,
and that shows me, Terry.
It
and
does.
I'm fed up with it, too. And I work swing shift from one afternoon to one at night. And I done told my boss, January 10th, I'm off.
Well,
I'll see you.
Well, Gary, I appreciate the support. I appreciate you getting on the team with us with this. It's very important that we all support this fight against this illegal alien invasion. You know, the important thing is that we be vocal, that we tell our congressmen and our local officials how we feel. That's important. Call your folks up there in Vegas, Gary. Let them know you don't like it. Don't just sit and take it. If you got people living 30 to a house, like a good buddy of mine, Mike, called me and told me about today. He told me about a house trailer in the backyard. They got a hole running in there and a light strung in there with an emergency cord and I mean just unbelievable. People sleeping in sleeping bags in a tent out in the backyard. It's unreasonable. And if we allow these things, then we deserve these things. And I tell you, be vocal, complain, call up on them. If they parked on the sidewalk, call the parking people. If they park on the street sweeper day, call the parking people. If they got too many people living there, call the health department. We've got to do these things. Gary, I want to thank you for the call, buddy. You take care.
Thank you, Terry, and just hope Tom Tangredo gets in there. He'll do something.
He's our guy. You take care, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Terry.
All right, take care. Let's go to Wendy calling from L.A. Wendy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, it was good to hear you. I want to say that Barbara Coe is a great lady, and she definitely deserves to be honored. She's done a hell of a job.
She's a great lady.
Yeah. I just want to say you did a great commentary on France. Just fantastic.
Well, thank you. It was an easy one because they are idiots over there. And guess who's an idiot just like them? Us. Us.
Yeah, well, you know, this sounds really weird, but the actress Bridget Bardot, a few years back, complained bitterly.
She spoke out. I remember.
And she jumped her bones so bad. And now look what's happened to the country.
Yeah, she was ahead of her time.
Yeah, way ahead of her time. And also, too, if the country of France doesn't go into some session, including our own government, but if they don't go into some session, because if something happens in the country, I believe it or not, it sounds really crazy, but the French do have one thing. They will take to the streets. So
well,
I hate to say this, but if something kind of bad happens to their country, that's really when you're going to see the French really rise up. And when they do, that's when their government listens. Because when they were having problems with Vietnam, the women took to the streets and said, either you bring back our husbands or brothers or sons.
Well, it worked.
And they did it for like 2 weeks, and it literally did it.
It worked. They got out, and we got in.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but, you know, the thing about it, Wendy, we have to catch it before it gets
to
this point where they're rioting in the streets. We've got to do something now because it's destined to happen here. It's just a matter of time.
I agree. It's a domino effect.
Yep.
I just want to say you did a great job on it.
Thank you, Wendy. You got a forum for us?
On December 8th, they do have a forum. I've reached out and touched someone really wonderful named Lindsay Williams. He's going to talk about the horrible thing on the oil companies, about how it's the biggest fraud ever. And my phone number is 818-385-4003.
All right, Wendy.
Thanks, Terry. It was a great show.
All right. Take care. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For the call. You know, folks, we have to start being vocal, like I said. And one of the things we can do is we can support candidates like Jim Gilchrist and Sonny Sardo, and we can also support the California Border Police Initiative. This is important. And you folks seem not to be getting your petitions in. We've got to get these petitions in. Next week, we're going to be at the one-month mark. And I'm going to tell you folks then, we're going to have a drive that you're not going to believe. We're going to make a push. We've got some donations from people. We're going to announce them on the air. We're going to have you people match them. If you don't call in here next week with your stories about collecting petitions and a pledge for some money, then you don't deserve to call the show or be a part of this movement. You know what I mean? I'm doing mine for the movement. I'm doing all I can for this Cal Border Police Initiative, and I'm asking you to do it. A lot of you have. Those of you, I want to hear from you, but I want to hear from you people that are going to call next week and pledge money. We need money to go out and get these signatures. If we get enough money, we can do it in a week. But we need the bread. It is so important. Let's go to Barbara Coe calling from Huntington Beach. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Ter.
It was your day today, kid.
Oh, wow. I'm still overwhelmed. I'm a little bit of a basket case, if you will. But you're absolutely right. We're working hard to get the signatures on the California Border Police petition. We are working hard to support two wonderful candidates for Congress. Sonny Sardo, who's going to take down David Dreyer.
Yes.
And also Jim Gilchrist, who is going to be our next congressman. And I just wanted to announce to your listeners that November 21st. November 21st, folks. Mark your calendars. Tom Cancredo is going to be out here campaigning hard at multiple events for Jim Gilchrist.
That's great.
Mark your calendars. CCIR will have the entire schedule of events on the internet. We'll be calling in to you, Tara, so you can share them so that people can go to any of several events.
This is important stuff, folks.
That are going to be happening on that day.
Yep.
As of right now, the event that CCIR is sponsoring is at 2 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the 21st. If you got to take some time off from work, folks, please mark it down now. But please plan to be out there to support Tom Cancredo and his efforts to get Jim Gilchrist into Congress. Sonny Sardo, Jim Gilchrist can win. These are incredible patriots
who
are out there working.
And what's that date, Barbara, that you gave us?
November 21st.
That's a Monday.
That is on a Monday.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I wish it was on a weekend.
Well,
we'll
take what we can get.
You betcha.
All right, kid. Got to go. Thanks for the call, Barbara. Everybody, do what she says. She's telling you right, and we really want to thank Barbara for all she's done. And, Barbara, it was your day, and you deserved it.
Oh, my God. It was overwhelming, Jared. Thank you so much.
All right,
God, love.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Dave calling from Bend, Oregon. Dave, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yeah, Terry, what's the name of that bill?
It's the True Enforcement and Border Security Act of 2005.
Okay, there's one killer piece of poison in that thing.
Okay.
And that's the biometric Social Security card.
Okay.
There's going to be so much opposition to that that it'll kill the bill.
Well, you know, bills don't always end up the same way they start out, Dave, and you could be right. It might hurt it, but things go in, things come out.
I hope it can come out. Otherwise, it's a good bill.
I agree.
There's a lot of points to it.
I agree. There will be opposition to that.
As far as the wall goes, some of the greatest countries in the world are known for their walls. China, Rome, Hadrian's Wall in Britain, those are all famous things,
mm-hmm.
which countries are proud of.
Well,
there's a little country in Africa called Botswana.
I've heard of it.
And they just built a 500-kilometer fence that's 3 meters tall. It's electrified, and they guard it 24 hours a day to keep people from Zimbabwe coming in and raping and murdering their people.
Well, I believe that it's something we need.
If a little country like that can do it,
why can't we?
US?
I think it's a good first step. It's not the only thing we need, Dave. We got to do other things, but it is a good first step.
Oh, yeah. But I think that biometric thing is just a killer.
Well, we'll see. We will
okay.
see. All right, Dave, thanks a lot. I appreciate the call, buddy. Let's go to Ron, calling from Orange. Ron, not much time, buddy.
Hey, Terry. It's great to see you and your wife tonight.
Likewise.
You know, I wanted to throw something out to everyone listening. Dana Rohrabacher said something tonight that I thought was a jewel. So many times we hear the opposition say, well, we need them to pick our fruit. Are you going to pick our fruits and vegetables?
Let the convicts pick the fruit and
exactly.
vegetables.
Exactly.
Don't you
know
love
what?
It? Don't you love it?
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah,
whatever
it was beautiful.
You know, whatever price that these illegals are getting out in the field, I'm willing to bet you we can pay the convicts, what, 25 or 50 cents an hour? There's a way to save money.
And if you don't work, you don't eat.
Totally. So
there
everyone out there, there's the answer.
Let the convicts.
Prison. They'd love to get out in the sun.
All right, Ron. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Take care, buddy.
All right, let's go to Rodney calling from Texas. Rodney, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Right. Thank you for taking my call, Terry.
Yes, sir.
I just want to thank you for reading that quote by Theo Roosevelt.
It's right on the money, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Now, I want to kind of point out just what happens when you allow people to have dual citizenships. We have situations like in the case of AIPAC, where we got all these spies. Most of them have dual citizenship
right.
with the United States and Israel.
And Rodney, it's not just the dual citizenship. You're right on the money. Don't get me wrong. But
yeah.
when we refer to ourselves as European Americans or African Americans or Mexican Americans, that's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact same thing. We are separating ourselves from the average American. We should be just one thing. We should be Americans in a homogenous society.
Yes,
that's what we have to
yeah.
be.
I want to also say that earlier tonight I was listening to Matt Drudge. And he was pointing out a New York Times article, headlines talking about the the more than 500,000 people who have left the state of California. But he quickly said, believe it or not, this number of Americans who have left California because of the problem with the illegals was quickly made up by the illegals coming into California.
Oh, he's right.
25-1.
Yeah, he's right. He's right on the money.
And the man was pretty upset, but you know, he's sponsored by corporate people.
Well, that's right. And Rodney, he just now started touching it. I remember once talking to Matt Drudge when he was on George Putnam's show and say, Matt, you hit the big time. He had a TV show on Fox at the time. I said, why don't you talk about illegal immigration? You know what he told me?
What?
He says that's a local problem in California that's not suffered across the rest of the country, which was a ludicrous statement. But they all jump on it after a while. Rodney, I got to go, buddy.
Thank
it's the
you.
End of the show. Thanks for calling. All right, let's go to D.A. King calling from Atlanta. Real quick, D.A., not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Betty. I just got back from Arizona, Cochise County, and I wanted your listeners to know if there's anybody on the planet who does not already know, there are places in Arizona between us and Mexico where there is no fence. I just wanted to express my
zero
full
fence.
And vocal support for this bill, and anybody who is worried about a biometric Social Security number, if that will keep illegal aliens out of my city of Atlanta, show me the line so that I can get in it.
Well, I agree too, but I believe his name was Dave. I don't think he was disagreeing with the biometric. I think what he was saying, DA, was that there would be a lot of opposition to it, and that's why it may be a bad thing for the bill. So I understand what he's saying. You can tattoo it on my forehead if that's what it's going to take to fix this country. And I know people hate it when I say that, but I'm that desperate. I'm so sick of it. And you know what? Those of us who live around the DA are more apt to say, let's get it on, than those of us who are in an ivory tower somewhere.
Well, listen, very quickly, a big hello from all the gang in Cochise County. Everybody told me to say hello to you, and I missed you while I was down there. It's a mess.
Good folks, one and all.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care, buddy. One last call, folks, about 30 seconds. Let's go to Merrill calling from Riverside. Merrill, you got about a half a minute. Sorry, buddy.
Okay, I'll make it fast.
Okay.
Regarding convicts picking fruit, high school dropouts can do the same thing.
County recipients, welfare recipients, same thing.
Let me finish. WeNeedAFence.com is a place that supports what FAIR is doing.
Well, that's a good place.
Yeah.
WeNeedAFence.com.
Right.
Merrill, thanks for the call. More time next time, buddy.
Right.
All right, take care.
Note.
All right. You know what, folks? How about the illegal aliens that we catch before we deport them? We take them out on the farm and let them pick some fruit and vegetables for a while. How you like that? They say they love doing it. They say they'll do it and Americans won't. Let's give them a chance. Let them pick it for the United States people before we deport them across the border. How's that sound? Don't forget our sponsor, folks, www.thecapitalgoldgroup.com. That's Jonathan Rose at 1-800-510-9594. Don't forget this week with the swings, folks, on our website. And don't forget our good buddy, the Rusty Childress in Phoenix, Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue in Camelback. Support him. He supports us. He's a good guy. If you need an oil change, new car, used car, go see Rusty. Want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, and my buddy, Mel Happenfeld, for taking your calls. And I had to look and see who it was. I want to remind everybody, we do need your help to stay on the air, folks. We really do. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We do need your help, folks. And once again, congratulations to the wonderful Barbara Cole. Sorry, Olin, I'll get to you next week. Don't forget those three websites that we talk about all the time, folks. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And for the up-to-date, and don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, you heard what I said, invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab.
If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.